With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Go Veg, Be Green, Do Good, via video conference with our association members in New York, USA on July 13, 2008.
Greetings, Master.
Hello.
Hello. I have three questions. First question is, thanks to Master, most of the Earth people are on the third level of consciousness. Does this mean that all the children born on the planet are on the third level or above? Or there are still beings born here from lower levels and like hellish levels, etc.?
Not all children born now are on the third level or above. This is a pity, but because there are still the small percentage of human not yet awakened to that minimum requirement, that lowest third level. So that will affect their offsprings to some degree. And even though through God's mercy the majority have been uplifted to the lower third, they are not changing their lowly habits to suit their status yet, even that. So that also will properly influence their children if they come, in the beginning only. That's why we must still work hard to help them to realize who they are. Just like a common girl who is elevated to a royal princess status through the grace of the king, she still needs to be groomed into regal demeanor. It takes some time.
Okay, thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Our Earth is on a physical level, and there are many planets, other planets. Are there any other planets like Earth in the universe? If yes, is Earth the least civilized planet? It's a question I've often wondered about.
No. Our Earth are not the least elevated, not least civilized planet. I have talked about that before, but I refresh you. Of course, there are countless planets likened unto ours, but some of them are even worse off than ours, yeah? They are more warlike planets, yeah? More hellish-like planets. And the beings who live there suffer fearful existence, you see? Those who cause suffering to others in the like manner will be reborn into those scary worlds. Those planets are for the beings who are not repentant, yes, who are not heeding the teaching of the enlightened sages and continue their lowly, warlike existence. So if they make people fear and unhappy and suffer in any way and they do not repent, then they will have to be reincarnated again in such a lowly planet where they suffer endless torturing. Physical, mental, emotional, there's untold suffering there. That's very scary. Most people, they don't understand that whatever they do to others here, they will reap it afterward. Very sorry about that.
Yes, thank you, Master. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, here's another question along the same lines. As we know, for many millions of years on this planet, there were cycles of total destruction of civilizations over the course of hundreds and thousands of years or so.
Yeah.
And every time the civilization came to its peak, a disaster happened, for example, global warming or volcanic eruptions, and it destroyed all the achievements of the people, leaving no trace. But now our planet was elevated to a higher state of consciousness. Does it mean that the civilization won't be totally erased anymore, and that the spiritual and scientific achievements will be spared?
It's not always that when the world reach the peak of civilization, then the planet will be destroyed and all the achievement be destroyed. It's not like that. It's perhaps in our world, but not in every world. This destruction only happens when our technological development outweighs the spiritual achievement. So, because our world as a whole has not elevated enough, at this elevation is still new to humankind, so they are still struggling to forsake some of unwholesome habits and less positive traces. Our technology has achieve the peak of it. Not yet, I mean, comparably speaking to other time. But then our technology development is nothing really compared to many other planets. At least we have been developed to some extent. And also we developed spiritually to some extent. But it's new. So mankind is still struggling, as I have told you. So if the struggle goes on for too long, then the so-called civilization can still be erased, and the highly awakened souls will rise to a higher world. And over there, they will enjoy high tech anyway. And while the lesser ones will reincarnate into another planet to start anew and evolve from there. The scientific achievements that our world has reached is not so grand anyway in comparison to other planets. But we could have better ones even, if our spiritual levels rise up also at the same time. It's even more ideal if spiritual and scientific developments go hand in hand. Then destruction will never occur. Because humans would be enlightened enough to handle technological progress without causing harm to their surrounding and their lives, and the lives of others involved in the same planet. So the main point is we have to develop spiritual also. When spiritual consciousness develops for all the people on the planet, then we can call that planet a civilized planet, not technology alone.
Hello, Master. I have a question about the White Brotherhood. Can you explain more about how it was created? Was it created by God as a helping group, or was it created by these beings deciding out of their own compassion to go down to the lower levels to help the earth?
That is from God. That's created by God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another question.
Sure.
Is it possible to create a spiritual shield over and around the planet Earth to eliminate the lower consciousness? I know we meditate, it's a personal shield. Is it possible to create a planet shield?
No. Sorry. Because if some people do not change their lowly conception, no shield is possible. No shield can against retribution of the bad karma. There is no bargain in the karmic law, sorry. It's very just, very strict. I wish I could create a shield. If we could create a shield, God would have done it already. All the saints have done it already. We do what we can to give people the shield. Yeah, personal shield. And then later on, there's no more shield necessary even. If everybody accept the shield that I offer, yeah, then we don't even need to create a shield anymore, because there will be no necessary, no calamity, no negative happenings, nothing. You will live in heaven and safe. So only the correction of negative habits can help to make this so-called shield, yeah? The humans have to change to a better nobler mentality. That's the only shield we can have. There's no bandage over the boys, you know, the way we want to control every bad happenings in the world. The law of retribution is just and has to be carried out to the maximum. When the illness comes from inside, we must treat it internally. The humans have to change from within their heart, change from wrong to right. Deep down, they do know what is right. And they just have to change. We shall be patient. Okay, love?
Thank you, Master. Hi. I have a question. Is it possible for a being from the fifth level of consciousness or even higher levels like sixth or seventh to descend on this earth in purpose of helping the earthlings or even to elevate their own level, but then under the heavy burden of this planet's karma and low vibrations, they would sink into a dormant state not knowing their origins and keep coming back here without their will?
Wow, it's scary. The way you ask is scary. No, I have told you the sixth and the seventh and up, they do not come here. No, the sixth and seventh level people, they don't come here because they cannot bear the coarse energy of this world. It will hurt them too much, yeah? Unbearable. And the fifth level being comes with much sacrificial suffering and mostly endure persecution and harm or die agonizingly in the hands of human. But they will not be spiritually so deprived or oppressed as to continue their existence here against their will. You see, heaven would not allow that to happen. They might suffer a lot while they are here due to the human's infection of bad retribution, the collective karma of human, but they will not remain here against their will.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question. Can we use our free will to surpass the limits of our spiritual progress during this lifetime that were set before our birth here? For example, we are supposed to achieve only third level of consciousness, but thanks to Master's grace. But inspired by her teachings, we set all our energies and prayers onto achieving the fifth level. Is it possible?
It's possible. That's the purpose, but not by praying. Meditation, yes. Selfless service, yes. These two will help in this. And the Master will bring you to the fifth level. When you are initiated, there's no more limit to what level you can reach. The Master will help you to go up to the highest possible level, to the fifth level, that is. But of course, you have to listen to the instruction. Meditate and selfless love. Good luck.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
With global warming as a major threat, I think of dying daily. So when we die, we initiates, and move on to another place, will we remember connection with you, Master? Or will the curtain of forgetfulness be drawn again? I don't know why I'm so fortunate to be related with you now, but I have no conscious awareness of knowing you before. Will it be the same again, or will it be different next time? In other words, when we move from here, will we remember you?
There will be no more next time. You have to think positive to elevate others. You cannot think of dying all the time. There will be enough time for you to die later. You must help others to be strong and change for the betterment of themselves and the world. You cannot think of yourself right now. You are safe and you are protected, and I told you already from this life and the next, because you are my disciple. But in case you die and not remember me, I will remember you. I will not forget you. How can I? Huh? You call me every day. How would I forget? Now be good and do good. But don't worry, you will remember. I'm the only master that you have. Remember my promise to you that I will not leave you until you reach the fifth level of spiritual mastership. Don't worry. I always be with you. I will always be there. No matter where you go. Even if you go to hell, I will be there with you. Even if you go there, but you won't. Okay?
No, we're keeping the precepts here.
Yes. You're good, you're good.
Is there a reason for our past lives that we're here on Earth to help at such a crucial time for our planet? When we have the choice of consciousness being raised or being demolished globally?
There is a reason for everything, okay? But don't overestimate yourself. It's good enough that you could even help yourself. Anything you do at all for the planet don't count. This is a duty.
All right, and then I'd like to know, if it's possible, what kind of souls were in the awful-looking bodies of the dinosaurs? Was it possible for them to evolve into more peaceful creatures? And did their collective negative karma cause their catastrophic extinction?
They were hellish souls and astral warlords. That's why they were what they were and behaved the way they did. Yes, it was their continual bad karmic deeds and consequences that caused their mass extinction and the planetary catastrophe in their time. That was all they are doing. And if we are not careful, we are repeating the same history, even though we are not dinosaurs.
Right.
Right.
The last statement is, you have brought us instant enlightenment for our spiritual practice. Would it be fair to say that going vegetarian is instant gratification for the Earth by curbing global warming?
You could say that, yeah. You could say that if you like. Vegetarian is to save the planet. And to be compassionate. Anyway, we have to be.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, Go Veg, Be Green, Do Good. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.